The harsh reality of the migrant crisis on America's southern border has been captured in a photo that's being shared around the world. It shows a father and his two-year-old daughter lying face down, drowned in the Rio Grande. The girl's arms are still wrapped around her father's neck. The image has caused an outpouring of emotion as the US grapples with the border crisis and the ill treatment of migrant children. There's ongoing criticism of the treatment of detained children in border control facilities in Texas. President Donald Trump has fired back, criticizing an emergency $4.5 billion aid package for migrants passed by the House, which will now face the Republican-led Senate.
I'm not happy with it because there's no money for protection. It's like we're running hospitals over there now. You know, people are coming up. What people don't understand is you had separation. Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint. And we've done a great job. You know, they'll pick up one little site. We've done a much better job than Obama. You know, Obama built all those cells. Those cells were built by the Obama administration.
The Obama administration put in those cages, right?
He put in all the cages. Yeah. And I remember for a while, oh, they had fun with that. They had me for 3 days. And then somebody said, well, they were built in 2014. They were built by President Obama. And immediately it stopped. There were no apologies.
It's Donald Trump speaking to Fox News. Earlier, I spoke to Texas Public Radio's immigration and U.S.-Mexico border reporter, Ronaldo Leonos Jr.
One of the things that's a problem is that journalists and other people are not allowed access into some of these Border Patrol facilities to see firsthand. So a lot of the times when we talk to migrants who have been in Border Patrol facilities, they will tell you firsthand that, you know, the facilities are cold, kids get sick, they're overcrowded. You know, I mean, CBP held a call yesterday with reporters. And in the call, they did talk about how, you know, these facilities, you know, are not meant for children. They're not meant for long-term detention. You know, these facilities were originally created to house single adults that would be turned over or who would be deported, you know, within a short amount of time that would be out of their custody, you know. So this issue of having kids and people in these facilities for multiple days, I mean, it's an issue, but it's kind of been going on for a while now.
Well, tell me about the impact of this photo that has been moving around the world, a horrific photo, really, of the father and daughter who have drowned in the Rio Grande. What impact has that had, and what has been the reaction?
There's a lot of controversy right now around that photo. The Associated Press actually just released a statement defending their use of using the photo, while the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, they actually put out a statement last night saying that they condemn the use of this photo. So I don't know, there's just a lot of controversy around whether or not to use this photo. In terms of like local community reaction, there's going to be a vigil on Sunday hosted by a local organization to remember these families. And it's also been interesting to see how certain outlets deal with this photo and with this conversation. Some outlets have chosen to air a photo or run a photo of like the family together, of the son, the father, and the mother, like, you know, showing like a happier side. So I don't know, there's a lot of controversy as to whether or not to use this photo.
Is it putting pressure though on the administration to make changes?
I mean, a lot of Congress people who represent the border areas, you know, they have been calling for change for a while. One person who's been very vocal is Veronica Escobar. She represents the El Paso area. And one of the things that she has been trying to get is more money for humanitarian care. I know that another local congressman is also trying to get money for the reimbursement of government entities who have stepped up to help local migrants. But it's also going to be interesting because tonight and tomorrow, there's actually going to be a presidential debate with the Democrats, with 20 Democratic candidates that are going to be running for president. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not this issue is brought up at the debates. And it'll be interesting to see how these candidates respond to this and what their platforms are moving forward.
Could you explain to people in New Zealand why this border crisis is still so bad? We have heard that President Trump has been trying to build a wall, or we hear this from time to time. Why is it still so bad?
I mean, one of the things that you will hear from, I guess, CBP is that right now, the numbers, we are experiencing more than 600,000 people, you know, who have crossed into the United States. And this is a high number, I mean, at least within the past 10 years. I mean, what they're saying is that the flow is different. The flow of people are different. So right now we're seeing children and we're seeing family units. Back then in the past, it was mostly single adults who were making this journey. So right now the system is kind of overwhelmed with, especially at Border Patrol facilities. These Border Patrol facilities were intentionally, were built and designed designed for single adults that would be, you know, turned over within a quick amount of time. And now we're having children and family units, and oftentimes these people are claiming asylum. There's a lot of layers to this conversation. And also, these people are fleeing, you know, conditions in their own country. Some of them are fleeing gang violence. Some of them are fleeing, you know, economic hardships. I mean, I've talked to migrants firsthand, and these are the things that they will tell you. And I also had the opportunity to travel and report in El Salvador last summer. And one of the things that when I was talking to people also is that they bring up a lot of times the U.S.'s involvement, like in their civil war. And they remember a lot of these things that have happened in the past that have, you know, contributed to some of the reasons why these countries have gotten to where they're at.
Now, that was Reynaldo Llanos Jr. from Texas Public Radio.